She and her brother had been giving me magic lessons since I'd first found out I was a witch back in September. Despite 5 months of training, Lily hadn't made much progress. But then, I knew that this wasn't really about being able to handle herself. It was about feeling like she could handle herself. After a few minutes, Lily paused, panting, and turned to glare at me. "I'm sweating like Ted Stryker, and you're not even breathing hard," she grumbled. I managed to laugh without letting it break my rhythm. I mostly preferred older movies while Lily watched all the new stuff, but we'd found common ground in our love of Airplane. I put down the jump rope, taking pity on her. "Speaking of movies, how about we stretch and then go upstairs?" I suggested. "I got more of that popcorn you like." Lily and Simon's magic lessons had petered out recently. There was only so much they could teach me, a boundary witch. So the siblings had taken it upon themselves to start teaching me the history of magic instead. For Simon, this involved lectures and the occasional assigned reading. Whenever it looked like my attention was wandering, he would bark at me to use my magic, trying to improve my reflexes. For Lily, though, it meant watching her favorite movies that contained witchcraft so she could critique them for accuracy. I strongly suspected the whole thing was a ploy to eat popcorn and trash movie witches. Lily's face broke out in a broad grin. "I really think you're going to like tonight's pick," she said, unstrapping her gloves. "As long as it's not fucking Suspiria again," I warned, not really kidding.
"Hey, it was just a little gore," Lily protested.
She hesitated for a moment, rubbing her hands where the tape had been. "Any word from John?" "No." A month ago, I'd finally gotten up the nerve to tell my brother-in-law about the old world. It was probably the hardest conversation of my life. I'd had to explain that his only daughter was a null, a coveted asset in the supernatural world, which would put her in danger for more or less her entire life. Nulls negate all the supernatural power in a given area, which makes them terribly useful to vampires, witches, and werewolves for a number of different reasons that range from innocent to atrocious. Theoretically, Charlie would now be protected until adulthood, thanks to my deal with the state's cardinal vampire, Maven. But there would always be some risk. She would always be vulnerable. John had not taken this news well. In fact, when I finally convinced him that I wasn't schizophrenic, he had pretty much thrown me out of his house. Since then, he hadn't returned any of my calls or texts, and he'd stopped going out with his work friends on Fridays, which was my usual night to babysit. When we were in the same room at a family function, he treated me with polite cordiality, but that was it. I wasn't used to going more than a few days without serious Charlie time, so the last month had been hard. He decided to take Charlie and my parents on a last-minute trip to Disney World for Charlie's birthday, I reported. They left yesterday morning.
"What's Clara doing while they're out of town?"
Lily said curiously. Clara was Charlie's vampire bodyguard. "Oh, she went along. Maven flew a coffin down to Orlando and had a human contact pick her up," I reported. "She's mostly guarding a closed hotel room door, but she checks in with me every night so I know Charlie's okay." Lily searched my face, sensing my trepidation. "When are they coming back?" "I don't know." Lily reached out and gave my shoulder a quick squeeze. She knew me well enough to know that part of me hoped John would never come back to Boulder. He could just, I don't know, buy a condo in Orlando and stay there forever. Charlie would be out of reach for Maven and all the other old world creatures who might want a piece of Charlie. It was a nice fantasy. But even if John never came back to Boulder, Charlie would still be a null. Eventually, some other supernatural creature would figure out what she could do for them, and I wouldn't be there to protect her.
"You look tired, Lex," Lily ventured. "Have you?"
She was interrupted by a loud, hollow thunk from the other side of the basement. Lily paused, giving me a questioning look.
"Was that the boiler or something?"